my baby. Cracking rules and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright, cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Taylor Swift just canceled her three concerts in Austria, where police have arrested two suspected terrorists.
Dem Landeskriminalamt Wien.
At a news conference, the Vienna State Police said both men had become radicalized online, and one of them was a 19-year-old who allegedly pledged his allegiance to ISIS last month. They say they found very detailed plans on how the attack would be carried out and that some sort of chemical substances were also recovered.
That's CBS's Stacey Lynn reporting. Here at home, a state of emergency now in North Carolina and Virginia as both states brace for Tropical Storm Debbie. The storm still lashing Georgia and South Carolina. Myrtle Beach Mayor Brenda Bethune.
So this will have a major impact on our businesses, and that's very unfortunate, as well as for our visitors who spent a lot of money to come here this week. And this storm is lasting for days.
It's killed at least six people so far. Vice President Harris hit the campaign trail today with her new running mate, Tim Walz.
In Wisconsin, Walz went after his GOP rivals.
I don't need you telling me about our health care. I don't need you telling us who we love. And I sure the hell don't need you telling us what books we're going to read.
Harris's campaign says it raised $36 million in the 24 hours after she announced her running mate.
CBS's Matt Piper there. Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, also stepping in Wisconsin and Michigan today. The Democrats headed to Detroit later tonight. Meantime, our Robert Costa interviewed President Biden today in his first interview since announcing he'd no longer seek re-election. Biden saying Trump could push another insurrection if he doesn't win in November.
He means what he says. We don't take him seriously. He means it. All the stuff about if we lose, there'll be a bloodbath. It'll have to be a stolen election. Look what they're trying to do now in the local election districts where people count the votes. They're elected, they're putting people in place in states that they're going to count the votes, right? You can't love your country only when you win.
The rest of that interview airs this weekend on CBS News Sunday morning. The White House says it's keeping a close eye on cross-border attacks between Ukraine and Russia. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are going to continue to stay focused on making sure they have what they need to defend themselves against Russia's aggression.
The incursions being condemned by Russian President Putin. British police are bracing for a new round of far-right anti-Muslim riots, with as many as 100 protests expected across the country. The violence follows the deaths of three little girls killed in a knife attack last week. And another down day on Wall Street, despite a bit of a rebound yesterday. All major indexes down about 1%. The Dow lost 234 points and NASDAQ down 171. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. We're working on learning more about a situation in Kenosha late this morning. Flight for Life was called in response to a structure fire and the report of a single gunman. Racine's beaches are closed due to dangerous currents and high waves, while Kenosha's Eichelman Beach and Pennoyer Park are closed because of high bacteria levels. Officials are telling people to avoid swimming in Lake Michigan until conditions improve. The primary election is approaching, with the deadline to request an absentee ballot tomorrow. Voters can find information about their ballots and polling places at myvote.wi.gov. Big Lots is closing seven stores in Wisconsin, including the location in Mount Pleasant. The retailer plans to close up to 315 stores due to financial struggles and declining sales. Racine Unified has launched a new app. It's designed to enhance communication with families and features news updates, event calendars, and school menus. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Jordan Love will play this week.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice, getting ready to play the Browns in Cleveland in their first preseason game, and Matt LaFleur has decided he wants to see Jordan Love take some snaps in the game. The quarterback's reaction at his locker.
You know, I'm excited just to be able to get back, get the feel of the season getting started. So get out there, see how long we're out there. But I mean, anytime you get to be on the field, I think it's a good opportunity to, you know, work on things, get better.
And it looks like his right tackle, Zach Tom, is ready to go after tearing a pectoral muscle in the weight room last April. Zach Tom asked if he's had any contact in pads yet.
I was doing that all last week. You could say that was like the last hurdle. They wanted to give me some live-ish reps. You know, that was good. That was good to prepare me for this week. And now we're obviously to the next step, which would be me playing in the game.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Braves in Atlanta after a huge win for Milwaukee last night, 10-0. Seven scoreless innings by Colin Ray. The Braves outscored 17-0 in their last two games. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the low 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, a high around 80, a slight shower chance in the late afternoon. Sunny and beautiful for Friday and the weekend, mid-70s Friday, Saturday, upper 70s Sunday. Currently at 75 degrees.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Coming up, we're going to continue our conversation with Georgia Hall. Not only is there a noontime Music and More concert tomorrow, but next Friday, there's an evening concert too.
I'm Radio Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. We've been chatting this afternoon with our friend Georgia Hall from the Music and More concert series. And this Thursday, noon, is the final noontime one of the summer. Can you believe it's gone so quickly?
It has. The summer goes so fast when you do a concert every week. So this is number 10.
All right. Tell us all the information we need to know about tomorrow's concert.
Okay. We don't charge you to come in, but bring some money or a check for the free will offering baskets, because we're raising money this summer for Healthcare Network, HALO, and Restoration Ministries. We're air-conditioned and handicapped accessible. We have an elevator at the parking lot entrance.
Nice.
And we're at 716 College Avenue in downtown Racine.
All right. First Presbyterian Church is the spot for music and more. And I know that this is the final noontime concert of the summer, but maybe we can talk one more time, because I know you have one more evening concert coming up.
We have the big season finale coming up on Friday evening. That would be a week from that Friday. It's going to be Friday, August 16th. Mm-hmm. Starts at 7 p.m. Tickets are $15 at the door, or you can purchase in advance online. So I'll be giving you some more information about that next week.
All right. And that's the one where you do charge to get in.
That is the one we charge to get in. It's okay. Going to be a two-hour concert. The first half is going to be Bell City Brass Works Band, and then the second half is a Mark Paffraff band called the Well-Intentioned Repenters. So it's going to be a big concert. We present the checks to the three agencies we've been raising money for. We give youth scholarship $500 checks to talented young musicians, and lots of fun going on that Friday night.
All right. We'll talk more about that next week then.
Sounds good. Stay cool.
All right. Thanks, Georgia. Georgia Hall from Music and More. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Return to sender. Return to sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such.
mailbox and send a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown. No such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Have you been to the Wisconsin State Fair yet this year? How about going this Sunday, August 11th? It's the Happy Together Tour. The Turtles will be there. They're going to be joined by Jay and the Americans, The Association, Badfinger, and The Vogues. It's this Sunday night at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Sugar.
Wow.
Covers Racine News like WRJN. We've been doing it for 97 years now. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz campaigning in Eau Claire today.
When Vice President Harris and I and everyone here talks about freedom, we mean the freedom to make your own healthcare decisions. And for all of our little ones to be free to go to school without worrying about being shot dead in their classroom.
Republican running mate J.D. Vance also speaking in Eau Claire today. The latest Marquette Law School poll this afternoon shows Harris and Donald Trump in a statistical tie among registered voters, 50% for Trump and 49% for Harris. The former warden at the Waupun State Prison is pleading not guilty to charges at an inmate's death. Randall Hepp is charged with felony misconduct in office. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine's beaches are closed for swimming today because of dangerous currents and high waves. In Kenosha, Eichelman Beach and Point Oyer Park beaches are closed due to high bacteria levels. Simmons Island Park is under caution. Officials are just urging people to stay out of Lake Michigan water until conditions improve. The crews that have been ripping through Kenosha putting down new fiber line are almost done. Sci-Fi Networks has started connecting people in the city of Kenosha to its new open access fiber network, marking the start of the connection phase for the Kenosha Fiber City project. The network, operated in partnership with T-Mobile, offers service packages starting at $55 a month with speeds up to 2 gigs. The primary is less than a week away. Lisa Hale has more about timelines.
The deadline to request an absentee ballot is Thursday, tomorrow. The deadline to register to vote is 5 p.m. Friday, August 9th. To learn more about who and what's on your ballot and where your polling place is, head to myvote.wi.gov.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the low 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, a high around 80, a slight shower chance in the late afternoon. Sunny and beautiful for Friday and the weekend, mid-70s Friday, Saturday, upper 70s Sunday. Currently at 75 degrees.
The one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Every day the sun comes up around her, she can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, a men's magazine tackled the subject of women's purses and found that 87% of guys don't like holding a woman's purse. Just 87%? I thought it'd be 100%.
Forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
Yeah.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
On my radio, have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Why, oh, why did she have to leave and go away? Oh, I've been used to having someone. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. Milwaukee Brewers baseball just moments away. Have a great night.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was one.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, Cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Thank you.